96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. More than 46,000 nonviolent drug offenders are a little bit closer to early release from federal prisons after an action last week by the U.S. Sentencing Commission. What does this mean? Why is this happening now? And what might it mean for the men and women who could see the light of day earlier than they expected? Well, my guests are Jeremy Hale with the Sentencing Project, Mary Price with Families Against Mandatory Minimums, and Art Way with the Drug Policy Alliance in Colorado. And, of course, you, the listener, at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Thank you all for joining me. Let me get straight to it. Mary, can you give me the thumbnail version of what the U.S. Sentencing Commission did?
What the U.S. Sentencing Commission did was to take a modest reduction in the so-called sentencing guidelines. Those are the guidelines the federal judges use to sentence all federal defendants, except for those who are subject to mandatory minimums. And I think your listeners and you have talked about that before. But those guideline sentences, they modestly reduced by what are called two levels. That's about an average of 11 months for a number of prisoners going forward. Now, those reductions will go into effect on November 1st, 2014. Whenever the Sentencing Commission reduces sentences, it considers whether or not to make that reduction retroactive. In other words, they consider whether or not to make the reductions available to prisoners who are serving sentences for the very same offenses that people will be sentenced for after November 1st, but to shorter terms. So they do it in a way to consider, are we going to put those prisoners on the same footing as prisoners who will be sentenced in the future?
Well, now, let me ask you, because you said this will go into effect on November 1st. That is provided, of course, that there's no hubbub from Congress.
Precisely. And we haven't heard anything that suggests that that Congress is going to do anything to eliminate the sentencing reductions going forward on November 1st.
Jeremy, this has been a discussion when you're talking about the reduction of sentences for nonviolent federal offenders. I mean, it just seems that this has been going on all of my life, dare I say. I mean, I've been hearing it and hearing it and hearing it. Why is this happening now? Why is this such a big deal?
Right. Well, 3 decades ago, the United States launched a war on drugs. Since that time, the number of people in federal prisons has increased 800%. Half of federal prisoners are serving time on a drug charge, and nearly 3/4 of those sentenced in recent years were African American or Latino, even though people of all races use and sell drugs at roughly the same rate. So this vote really reflects a historic shift in the way that we look at drug and substance abuse. Mm-hmm. There's an emerging consensus both on left and right, Republican and Democrat, that using the criminal justice system to address substance abuse is both too expensive and doesn't work in terms of promoting public safety.
Mm-hmm. Art, you're there. Art, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Great.
I can hear you.
Okay, wonderful. Can you talk to me a little bit about this drug sentencing issue? Because, you know, as Jeremy just suggested, this is an issue that's been going on for some 30 years. Why has it taken so long? You know, my thought process is, because when I start hearing about this, the first thing that comes to mind is prohibition during the 1920s and the effect that that had on the society, violence, and of course, repealing, prohibition and how that changed regarding jail time and who went to jail and for how long. Is this the same thing?
Well, I think what's different here is many people believe the hype that, drugs were the ultimate problem in many of our communities and to blame for a lot of the issues that plagued especially poor communities of color. But I think we're starting to realize that, there's a lot of root problems that go into into play regarding the lack of opportunity for communities of color. And I think people are starting to realize that the drug war should also be seen as a root cause for many of the issues that we face in especially the African-American community. You know, I think people are just starting to realize, and the United States Sentencing Commission is now in agreement with most people, that our drug laws are overly punitive, that our tough on crime stance and that the war on drug was not sustainable. And, you know, it's fortunate that President Obama and Attorney General Holder appear to be looking to make their mark on this issue of criminal justice reform. And in many ways, they're just falling in line with the people in the country and what most people believe, that, you know, prison should be for violent criminals, mm-hmm. and law enforcement should spend their time addressing violent crime and trying to prevent it if possible.
I need to take a break, but before I do, I want to open the lines to our listeners, because this is really not cut and dry. It's a complicated situation, and even if this moves forward beyond November 1st, it's still not going to see a huge automatic release of these nonviolent offenders. There's a lot to it. There are a lot of missing parts. I want to hear from you if you have a comment or a question at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the reduction of sentences for nonviolent drug offenders in the federal prison system. My guests are Jeremy Hale with the Sentencing Project, Mary Price with Families Against Mandatory Minimums, and Art Way with the Drug Policy Alliance in Colorado. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. If you can't get through, please keep trying. I promise I will get to your question. Let me first go to the phone lines. I have some other questions as well, but let me go to the phone lines. We have Irwin calling from Manassas. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Al?
I'm doing fine. What's on your mind?
I'm just calling because I'm in the military, and I've been gone for a few years out of the country, and I'm coming back, and I'm seeing a big change in the communities for Latinos and Blacks. So my question is, with us, with them doing what they're doing, what are they saying to all the younger people about the punishment of these drug crimes? Because I think that might be something that's getting overlooked in all this.
I'm not sure I understand your question.
With them going ahead and shortening, because it seems like everybody is about going ahead and shortening the crimes because it's not violent crime. And I probably wasn't catching everything that was going on before I started listening. Mm-hmm. But with them shortening the time for these nonviolent crimes, but they're drug crimes, maybe just me, but it's looking like we're saying that, hey, drug crimes are not as important as violent crimes, when a lot of the violent crimes come from the drug
I think I understand. Mary, you want to try to tackle that?
I'll give it a try. It's an excellent, excellent question. I think that the Attorney General said it probably best when he reflected on the length of drug sentences for nonviolent offenders. What he said was that lowering the guidelines would send a strong message about the fairness of our criminal justice system. He said too many Americans are going to prison for too long and at times for no truly good public safety reason. I have no argument with you that we need to protect ourselves from people who threaten our safety and our security, absolutely. And you've been in the military. You've been protecting us where you are. But we have to take a hard look at how we use incarceration to deal with problems that may stem from addiction and other kinds of issues. What we're simply saying is the Sentencing Commission isn't shortening sentences for violent offenders, for offenders with guns, or anything else. All they're saying is they're putting people on the same footing with respect to drug sentencing going backwards as they are going forwards in November.
And the other thing, I think, and certainly, you know, anyone here can comment on this, There's always been a big issue as it relates to cocaine, crack cocaine, powder cocaine. We saw a lot of violence related to crack cocaine in pop culture, in the media. I think it had really become a part of daily living. But when you spoke about powder cocaine, those issues were not so much a part of it. We did not see so much, and there was a disparity there.
Absolutely. Before the Fair Sentencing Act passed, that was a reform bill in 2010, the disparity was 100-1.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, you had to have 100 times as much powder cocaine as crack cocaine to get the same sentence. And over time, Republicans and Democrats recognized that that was simply unfair.
Mm-hmm.
And to the caller's question, we're not talking about trying to tell young people that drug use is okay. The question is, what sort of sentence is reasonable and proportional for the offense?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the reform is about.
Yeah, it really is about fair play. Not so much about whether you should or should not be punished or you should be let off. So, Irwin, thank you so much for your phone call. If you were on the phone, that includes Sandre, Mike, and Paul, please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. This conversation about the reduction of sentences for nonviolent drug offenders in the federal prison system. More on that in just a few seconds on Sirius XM Channel 141.